Do you ever want to do some kind of self-improvement, but you find yourself getting annoyed by all the overly positive people who seem to be saying the same things over and over again? People who seem almost too happy? Me too. And that's what I'm here to talk about today. What is positive thinking and why we might need to change the name? I'm making a case for you today in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Second Mix Podcast, where creators and aspiring entrepreneurs go to reflect, revise, and remix their lives and find the mindset they need to thrive without conforming. Nobody's better than you, nobody's smarter than you, and you don't need anyone's permission to succeed. My name is Matthew Bennett, and I was a miserable fool until I discovered all this stuff and changed my life. Now I'm passing it on and paying it forward. At the end of this episode, there's going to be a call to action to take some little step to remix your life. Take advantage of these exercises and watch things begin to change for you. There is a sector of the positive thinking crowd that is almost cult-like, and this is an unfortunate side effect of the effectiveness of personal development. The misconception is that positive thinking is all about just being happy all the time. If something negative is happening, you just have to shift your thoughts into different spaces and believe that everything is going to be all right. This is the Facebook posting world that pretty much states that if you're not happy, something is wrong. And this is detrimental to the process of personal development. My belief is that the first doses of positive thinking feel so good that people are thinking everything will be okay, just put your chin up, smile, fake it till you make it. I'm going to take a stand right here and say this is not positive thinking. I want to lay out a case for you and let you decide if I can't convince you or myself that positive thinking is different than what the easy crowd thinks. Then I'll probably have to come up with a new term so that the two kinds of thinking are not confused. Author Dave Gray, in his book Liminal Thinking, used this term to describe what I'm going to lay out here. But my definition isn't entirely in line with his, so I can't just adopt that term. I will go ahead and recommend the book, though. It certainly gives you a lot to ponder, including ideas that will change your thinking and change your life. Trevor Moad also wrote a book about neutral thinking, but that's a few books down in my list, so I can't promise that my definition aligns with his either. So we're stuck with the words positive thinking. There's a very narrow definition and a much wider definition, and I will always see it as the latter. It comes down to scope. There's a common meaning and intention to the concept, and most people would say that positive thinking is describing the thinking that you are doing right now to make yourself feel better, make yourself feel happier, more enthusiastic, more energetic, getting pumped up to do something. This might have its place, but I don't consider it positive thinking. Where everything is happy and everything is good, I will tell you with complete honesty that although I've never been caught up in this movement, I have given terrible advice to people who were going through some hard times. I've tried to convince people that all they need to do is just think about things differently and life wouldn't be so difficult. It actually got frustrating when they wouldn't just be happy. But there's a time and there's a place. There's a time to teach and a time to simply be compassionate. Hopefully, I've learned my lessons to meet people where they are and not where I think they should be. And the scope of this kind of thinking is limited to your thoughts, your actions, and your words right now. Just be happy. Just act happy. In this definition, the word positive is describing the effect on the current emotions surrounding a situation right now. But I disagree that this is positive. And in fact, the net effect of this kind of thinking in the long term is actually negative. It can be harmful. A dramatic example is if there's a guy walking around your neighborhood at dusk, dressed all in black, wearing a ski mask, carrying a black bag and a crowbar, that's bad news. Positive thinking, in the widely accepted meaning, would be to say, well, he's probably not going to break into my house. He's probably not going to do anything bad. I don't need to handle the situation in any way because it's all going to be fine. We don't need to call the neighbors or ask the police to drive by. That is not positive thinking. Positive thinking is saying that's not right. I'm going to call the police and I'm going to call a couple of neighbors to come over with me and talk to this guy, see if everything's okay. Because I see negative. I see something that is potentially bad. Positive thinking is handling the situation that looks negative before it can actually become negative. If the word positive describes having happy thoughts all the time, that's not good, and it's definitely not positive. But if you're taking the long view, and the word positive describes the results in your life based on your thinking, then the meaning of positive thinking shifts. And in order to have positive results in your life, you've got to think negative thoughts. My weight is going up. My bank account is going haywire. I've bounced 3 checks in the last year, and I don't want to live like this anymore. If you're hoping they don't start foreclosure proceedings, or hoping that work will put up with you for being just a few minutes late every day, or you're hoping that that pain in your stomach that's been there for days will just go away, that is not in any way good. That is not positive. Positive is when you say, where are my current habits taking me? If I keep up all the things that I am doing right now, where am I going to be 5 years from now or 10 years from now? What are the things that are bothering me right now that I need to take care of? The things that are causing negative effects in my life? I don't want to say that they're just okay. I want to say, what do I need to do to take care of them? It is absolutely positive thinking to say, if I keep smoking cigarettes, it's going to kill me, or at least make it very hard to breathe when I'm 72. It's also eating away a lot of money. That's positive thinking. That's it. When positive is the net result of your life because of the way you are thinking. My definition and the wider way to view positive thinking is to take this long view. How are my thoughts shaping me? My attitude, my life, my actions? Unfortunately, people confuse the two meanings of positive thinking. I might have to come up with my own word for it. If I do, you listeners will be the first to know. Maybe it's my mission to change what is meant by positive thinking. I don't know. Maybe that's why I call it personal development or self-improvement. It's smart thinking. It's intelligent thinking. Although I'm a huge fan of consistent positive input, it is this intelligent input that I'm talking about. People who make you question your life, question your decisions, and lead you to the things you really want out of life. This isn't just a feel-good, rah-rah-rah moment that will fade in a couple days and be gone completely in a couple of weeks unless you go to another seminar to get recharged. I want to hear your thoughts about positive thinking, and I really want to know what kind of thinking you do to advance, to push your life forward. In your journal tonight, write down all of your habits, good or bad, and reflect on where each one will take you in 5 years. If you lived every day like you lived today, figure out where you'll be in the future. Join the Facebook group Ideas and Concepts and jump into the conversation. The link is in the show notes. I will be here every Monday and Thursday until blues music stops making me so happy. Thank you for listening to the Second Mix podcast. Once again, I am Matt.